Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Pinnacle Silver and Gold. The company's announced a financing today, and we're joined now by our good friend, the Chief Executive, Robert Archer. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about the financing that you've done today and what it means for the company.
Hello, Alistair. It's really just to keep advancing the Petrero project in Mexico. And, we were very pleased with the support that we're continuing to receive from our largest shareholder, Michael Kott in Munich. And Michael's contributing about 12% of the financing, which will be for about, the total is about $1.2 million. It's a 6-cent unit with a half warrant at 10 cents, good for 24 months. And we'll continue to keep advancing the high-grade Petrero gold-silver project in Durango. So, yeah, excited about that.
So what sort of news flow can we expect in that regard then? Now you've got some money and some heft behind you, financially speaking. What are you going to be getting on with?
Yeah, well, we'll be looking to close the financing somewhere around the end of July, hopefully before everyone heads off on holidays. But with that funding, we'll be continuing on with the field work that we have been doing, the mapping and sampling surface and underground at the project. But also we'd like to fly a LIDAR survey over the property, which will be important for delineating structural controls on the project. And, going forward a little bit more, we're hoping to be able to commence an underground drilling program. And this is something that, if we can do that, it would be somewhat unique in the sense that, the first drilling program that a company does on the project is typically not underground. Usually go to surface program, but, surface drilling requires permitting and, that sometimes takes a little while. We're hoping to go the underground route in part because we're hoping to get an exemption from permitting, because it is underground and there's really no impact on the environment. And so to that extent, we met last week with the environmental authorities in Durango. And it was really an introductory meeting and to get them to let them know about the company and the project and meet myself, the fact that I've been working in that area for, more than 20 years, 25 years now. And just to get a sense from them as to, what they're looking for and, what they require from us, in terms of getting to that approval step, so it was a good first meeting with the authorities.
Sounds like good progress being made there then. So just remind us, Bob, a little bit about what's on offer at El Petrero. You've got, you mentioned the previous workings there that you're able to drill underground. What about the grades that you've encountered so far and the potential that you see construing from that?
Yeah, this is something that has really attracted us to the project, Alistair. It's, I've always worked with underground mines, high-grade mines, and to me, grade is super important, and this is something I really like about this project because it's very high-grade. We had reports from previous workings, old historic minings of somewhere around, 10 grams per ton gold equivalent. But from the sampling that we've conducted underground at the central mine called Pinos Cuates, we are seeing grades in our channel samples of, up to 19 grams per ton gold equivalent over 4 meters, and individual grades to 37 grams gold. And so it's very high grades. That section, that mineralized zone or enclave, as I call it in Mexico, was running about 12.2 grams gold equivalent over a 35-meter strike length and average width of 2.5 meters. So it's a great start to what we think we have there. And so on surface, we've found some silver, some high-grade silver as well. Grading up to 2,280 grams silver per ton. So it's a very high grade project, and with the artisanal mining that's been gone on before, gives us access to a few different parts of the vein system, and will allow us to explore that in more detail. And that's why we're keen to get going with an underground drilling program, because with a series of short drill holes, you can really get a much better understanding of the veins that are controlling the mineralization, and what the distribution of mineralization looks like underground. So yeah, it's a going that route instead of just drilling from surface, I think could potentially be much faster to helping us to get a better sense of what we have there.
So it sounds like there's huge potential there, Bob. So finally, before we wrap up, you mentioned that you've just come back from Mexico, and you also alluded to a moment earlier as well about your deep experience operating in Mexico. Tell anybody who's watching or listening who might not be familiar with Mexico as a mining destination, what's it like to go mining in Mexico?
Well, Mexico is it's a mining country, really. I mean, it's they're very they have a very strong mining culture, and it's the largest silver producer in the world. I believe sixth largest in terms of gold production. And the area called the Sierra Madre, which is a mountain chain that runs down the western coast of Mexico, is one of the most prolific gold and silver regions in the world. It's really underexplored for a variety of reasons, and our project El Futuro is a good example of that, because despite being in a very well-known older district of Topia, and we're surrounded by four operating mines, our property has been privately held for about 40 years, and it's never really seen any systematic, what we would call modern day exploration. There has been some artisanal mining there, and so there's still lots of potential within that region for new discoveries and things you can advance towards production relatively quickly. And even with the current government in Mexico, where there's been talk about open pit mining, and they're not keen on that. But this is one of the reasons why we're focused on underground mining, and there really doesn't seem to be any issues there. And so even though they've said that they won't be granting any new titles to concessions in Mexico, our project is fully titled, and so that's really not an issue for us either. So it's just a matter of working through the permitting process, and they're taking that case by case. And as I mentioned, I went down to Mexico last week, and we had a meeting with the environmental authorities in Durango City, and it was great introductory meeting, both for them to get to know us and the project, and for us to get to know them and what they're looking for. And so that's really the way you establish a good relationship going forward with these things. It's not permitting is not a simple process where you just go in and fill out a form and they say yes or no. It's this is a very detailed process, and they require a lot of information, so it's important to get it right the first time, so that you're not just continually going back and forth. So we're very pleased with that first meeting, and so we're following up on that now.
Well, it sounds like all the ducks are beginning to get into a row, as they say. We look forward to watching you guys make progress with your exploration efforts and the drilling that you've got planned in the coming months. And thanks for talking us through all that today, Bob.
Thanks very much, Alistair. Good to see you again.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.